So what's your name and how did you get involved in all of these projects?
My name's Shane Kinsley. Basically, it's just what I do in the community. The youth club I started when I was only six. I lost my mum and dad. So the youth club took me on early, because you're supposed to go in when you're eight. They took me on early. And I'd been going there since, and I'm still going there now, and I'm 18 now. So I've been going there for a long time. And I've made good friends with the chairman, and now I've come a part of Tynebridge, basically. And so that's where I come from with Tynebridge. Energeton-wise, I want to help my community, so I help the old people, I cook their food for them, so I do energeton-wise. New Addington Carnival is for the whole community, which then again, I like to give what I can to the community, so I help with them with all that, because that's all voluntary, none of us get paid to do anything, so we do all of that. I do the annual Christmas lights each year, the switch on. I help steward, keep all the roads clear, and make sure everything is all running smoothly and all the activities are on time and things like that. So yeah, I do a lot for the community around New Addington.
Yeah, and so what have you seen any differences in kind of the way ABCD is? Like, why, what sort of...
Why did you think that was something different? The ABCD gave help funding with to start energeticon-wise. And it's good now because it's still going. We managed to keep... The funding might have stopped, but we've managed to keep it going still. So it's really good that they can help people in the community as well as themselves.
And what differences do you see in people's lives doing some of these projects?
Basically, it helps because if there was nothing like this, like the youth club, kids would be on the street, ruining the street. Government would then be wasting more money like repairing things on the street as well as in the youth club. Things like pool cues, if they damage them, they can replace easy enough. And it's less money other than like graffiti cleaning and things like that. So it helps with money situations.
And have you seen sort of more connections happen in the community?
Yeah, more people are coming together and working together. Like the family centre, when I was younger, this is where I first started, at a family centre. And then I moved on to the Peekaboo Nursery, which is now Learning Tree in Tynebridge. And I moved to Applegarth School. And all these communities that are now, so Wayside Play Place, they're helping the family centre. And we're all joining together and linking and basically making it one big project with the community. Instead of being separate and trying to defeat each other, we're working together as one big group.